Real people. Real opinions. Real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic hits.
Well, now, let me just read this out to you. Hi, Niall. I have a dilemma that I'd love to get some listeners' advice on. Myself and my wife had a beautiful baby girl 4 months ago. My wife settled into the role of being a mother extremely quickly and seems to love her new life as a mother. My sister had a baby 2 weeks later, her first child too. They both went through the pregnancies together and were very excited to have each other through every step of the way and have their baby so close together. As we all know, a woman's body changes a lot during pregnancy, and my wife and her sister were no different to anybody else. They both made light of it during the pregnancy and talked about how afterwards they were both going back to their normal clothes within 6 months. This was all well and good until a couple of weeks ago. My sister bounced back to her pre-pregnancy body within weeks of giving birth, and everyone is complimenting her for it. My wife, on the other hand, is finding it harder to lose the extra weight that she put on during her pregnancy. This has made my wife incredibly insecure and upset with herself. She thinks that she's not doing enough and has started doing all of these crazy exercises every time our daughter has a nap. I've tried everything when it comes to supporting her, consoling her, and even trying to talk to her about the amazing thing her body has just done. Nothing that I say seems to register with her. She has become so sad and is now wearing extremely oversized clothes as she doesn't want anyone, even me, seeing her body. I love her post-baby body. It created something beautiful and I wish she could see that. I'm so afraid that she's getting to an end. She's going to end up wearing herself out and will never be happy, and maybe even suffering from depression. Now, there's so much pressure on women to bounce back after having a baby, and I don't know how to make my wife see that she's perfect the way she is. Please, now, I need some advice from your listeners who've been through this before. Well, I don't know what you make of that email. Do you think there is too much pressure on women to look a certain way after they have a baby? And what advice would you give this husband? So he's obviously pleading with his wife. Listen, you don't need to do that. I love you just the way you are. You don't have to be like your sister. Everybody's different. You know, it doesn't matter if you don't lose the pounds immediately. I love you just the way you are. And he probably does, genuinely. He loves her, what he calls her post-baby body. And he's quite happy with that. I mean, it's not, I don't know, maybe he feels she's trying to impress him. I don't know. But, you know, he believes there's way too much pressure on women to look a certain way. And you know who you blame for that? The likes of them Kardashians and all these Instagrammers who have their babies and then suddenly they're back to size zero again. Which is not the case, by the way. They usually use Photoshop to do that. And most of them, by the way, are too posh to push, as they say. So the question really is, do you think there is way too much pressure on women to look a certain way after they have their babies, to get back to their old selves and their old body straight after they've had their baby? Is there too much pressure? And what advice would you give this husband in how to deal or console his wife? You know, because obviously he's trying his best to support her, but she's just not listening. And he said she's going to end up with depression because of it. What advice would you give him to help support his wife? You've been in that situation, maybe, I'm sure. What advice would you give him? The number is 087-188-0008. What advice would you give this guy with his wife, who's only had a baby 4 months ago, and she's obviously got concerns that she can't get her body back to the way it was before? He's trying to console her, trying to support her, trying to tell her he loves her post-baby body, but she's not having any of it. She's gone bonkers with exercise, and he fears that she's going to go down the road of depression because she's just not listening to him. Sam, you're on Ireland's Classic Kids. How you doing, Sam?
Hi, Niall. How are you?
Good. I mean, you're saying you kind of feel sorry for him.
I do, because, like, it's almost a losing battle. I just know this myself from, now I was a single parent with my first son.
Yeah.
And I worked so hard after I had him to get my body back and feel good about myself.
It takes time, by the way. I imagine with the stretched skin, you know, from your belly,
does.
It just takes time for your skin to go back to the size it was. You know what I mean?
Yeah. You know, I was in the gym 5 days a week. It was blood, sweat and tears. I was working so hard to get my body back. And I got to a point where I realized, you know, I actually look back at pictures now and say, oh my God, I was actually too thin. And at that time, I wasn't actually happy at all. I was still convinced, no, this isn't good enough.
It almost sounds like a body dysmorphia type of thing, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly like that. And then now I had my second child then with my partner. And like that again now, I was not happy with my body after having a baby. And
what did you expect, Sam, after you had a baby?
I know, but like you do see these people walk out of hospital looking like they did.
But do you think there's too much pressure? Is that what made you feel like that? Do you think there's too much pressure on women?
Yes, that's exactly what it is. Like, it's, you know, now it's not some women's fault that they bounce back. Like, that's good for them. Fair play that they have the body that does that. But there is massive pressure then, like you say now, from social media and things like that, to be back to your perfect body minutes after having a baby.
Yeah, I mean, I've seen some of these kind of influencers online. I'm not going to start naming names, but I've seen...
Yeah.
And, you know, they're in hospital after just having the baby. And they're full makeup on them. And they look perfect.
Me after I had my kids, my God, almighty.
So there is a lot of pressure on women to still look glamorous, isn't there, to all this?
Exactly. That's it. I was like, as long as, you know, I was healthy and my kids were healthy, that was the main thing for me. Like, not, oh, do I have my eyelashes done?
Yeah. And the media are partly responsible, because when I see pictures like, you know, the Daily Mail or the Mirror or the Sun, whatever, of some celebrity who's just had a baby, and there she is on the beach in her bikini 3 weeks later, you know what I mean? And you're going, how did she do that?
Two and a half, nearly 3 years after having my son, I still won't wear a bikini, and I'm like, no.
So that puts a huge amount of pressure on women to be like those people.
Yeah, it is. And then like that now for this woman's husband, but it's a hard position for him to be in. And I know this with my own husband.
Yeah.
Because like he loves me and he's constantly telling me how beautiful I am and that I look great and that I shouldn't put so much pressure on myself.
And do you believe him when he says that?
I do believe him.
Or do you think he's just saying it? Because this is what women think, isn't it? They think, oh, he's just saying that.
Yeah, no, I believe him, Joe. You just know when people are being genuine.
Yeah.
But, like, your own mind is the most powerful thing there. Like, so whatever you believe in your head about yourself, what you're going to believe at the end of the day, you know, you could have a million people telling you you look absolutely amazing, but you're not going to believe them truly, like, you know, if you're...
I don't know why that's a human kind of instinct, that we can take criticism really quickly, but we don't take compliments well, sure we don't.
That's it, like, you should see me when somebody compliments... I was at work the other day and someone complimented me and I stuttered and made mistakes and I was like, oh my God, no, like, you know, but if they said, oh, you look a bit rough, I'd be like, I know, yeah.
Yeah, we're quite happy to take the criticism. We'll even agree with them.
Yeah, exactly. So, like, it's the way we've always kind of been as well, but it is getting worse, like we said, with social media and the media itself and all that. It's a lot of pressure, and we do need to remember, like, we've just created a human being. We've grown them in our bodies for 9 months.
Don't know how you do it. If it was up to men, we wouldn't. That'd be the end of humanity. I wouldn't be doing it, that's for sure.
Yeah, you know, and it's funny, like, because as much as then I'd be self-conscious and, oh, I don't feel great, I'm there to my husband, like, do you want to have another baby?
Yeah.
He's like, so you want to get massive again? I was like, well, yeah, I have an excuse to be massive then.
Like, yeah, do you want to look like Barbara Papa again?
Yeah. But, you know, and then, you know, the baby will come out and then I'll be complaining about my weight again.
Yeah. Because, I remember listening to a doctor talking about this years ago, and he was talking about the elasticity of the skin and all this kind of thing. So, we've seen some women who are very pregnant. You know what I mean by very pregnant? They have a very large bump and it's almost like...
My first bump, Niall, I promise if I sent you in a picture, you'd be gobsmacked. I was massive.
You think you were going to explode, like?
Oh, huge. It was like it wasn't connected to my body. It was all under the jumper. I was mad.
And you have to think to yourself, and this doctor was explaining it, that the skin stretches, and you're quite lucky if you don't have stretch marks, of course, but the skin stretches, and then it has to... kind of slowly. It's like, do you know when you blow up a balloon, right?
Yeah.
So you blow up the balloon, and even when you let the air back out, it's still bigger than it was before you blew it up, right?
Exactly.
But if you leave it for a while, it slowly starts to shrink back to its original size. So skin is kind of more or less the same as that. You know what I mean? It has to shrink back. It takes time.
Pretty much. Exactly. Do you know, but...
Oh, there's the baby.
You know, disappeared.
There's the person responsible for this.
He's giving out to me. He's like, Mom, I'm here.
Do you not tell him and remind him daily what he did to your body? No.
Yeah, this is what you did to me. But then he smiled and I'm like, okay, never mind.
Yeah. Yeah, so there is, God bless you, poor women, there is so much pressure to look. And as you mentioned earlier on, that these people, the likes of the Kardashians and all these other people, they just seem to have no responsibility when it comes to, you know, portraying themselves as these invincible human beings that can have babies and then walk around in a swimsuit 2 days later.
Like, I'm pretty sure if I had millions upon millions of euro, I probably still wouldn't be happy. I'm not even going to lie about that. I'd probably be able to get all the surgery I wanted, and I would still, there would be, because it's your mind.
Yeah.
Do you know, it's a lot of it is your mind. So, like, even if you did have the money and you went off and got your perfect tummy back, there's going to be a part of you that you'll be like, oh, I didn't work for it.
Or, I'm assuming most of these celebrities have C-sections, do they?
I think so. I don't know, though.
Yeah. Isn't that the old, what's the line? Too posh to push. Isn't that what they say?
Too posh to push. Yeah, I heard that.
Yeah, so that's how I imagine they get their figures back so quickly. You know what I mean? But to say that, because Bernie, you're on Ireland's Classic Hits. Bernie, you've heard what Sam said there, and you know, women don't take compliments easy anyway, the best of times. So how does this guy approach this situation with his other half?
Well, I'm 33 years trying to lose the weight after my fourth child.
Right. Okay.
I mean, you have your body, you become a mother. You forget about looking for, I forgot about worrying about fashion and who looked good and what. I did my best. You know, I got the hairbrush out, got the nod chance of the hairdryer.
Yeah.
But I was a mother and I was delighted with the new status after I got used to the whole thing of the trauma and, you know, the post-pregnancy.
Yeah.
And, I mean, she's done an amazing job. And it's really sad that she feels that she has to now lose weight. I mean, you're a mother. You have a status in life. You're delighted. You're proud.
See, I think the problem for her is, according to the email, that her sister had a baby at the same time and her sister's weight has bounced back and she kind of feels bad that she's not, you know, the two of them are kind of comparing notes all the way through the pregnancy and the two of them are saying, look, don't worry, after the pregnancy we'll get straight back to the gym and we'll get back to our bodies very quickly. And the sister succeeded, but she hasn't.
Listen, I had babies around the same time as Lady Diana. Jeez, I wouldn't want, you know, imagine holding that up as I should be that toxic for 3 weeks. No way, you know.
Yeah.
Like, you take on board, you live your life, you try and get some sleep, you try and get some clothes with it. You do your best, you know, you're living life. You have a baby, a beautiful, perfect baby. Enjoy it.
Yeah.
Wait, you can get, when the baby goes to school, you can maybe get to the gym an odd morning. It's not important.
But you're saying it's not important, and it wasn't important to you, and that's fine, right? But there are women out there that they feel it's important to them. They want to get back to the way they were before they had before they were pregnant. That's just the way they feel. I suppose it's psychological in some way, but there is a huge and this is what I was talking about. There's a huge amount of pressure on women to do that.
Yeah, but I mean, look at all the people that you're comparing them against on the social, those people on social media and the Kardashians. I mean, they're not normal people.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they have some mental problems themselves. And I wouldn't link myself into any of that.
Yeah.
Just, you know, she has to, she'll work, she'll happen in her own time. When she gets time and gets over all the post-pregnancy, it'll all come to her naturally. She mightn't even want to have the ideal body she had beforehand. She might be happy with what she has. It's just... It's a very hard line, a very fine line for women today.
It's really terrible. We do have to say, you know, well done. I'm not saying this in a patronising way, by the way, women who go through that for 9 months, because as I said already, if it was up to men, you know, that'd be the end of civilisation. We wouldn't have bothered.
What I
mean?
Men don't have a handle on this. It's a women's thing. And we should admire each and be proud of each other for doing what we do.
Yeah.
Because it is a huge job. It's a life-changing job you're taking on. It's not like something you can hand back after a year. This is for life. You go into your 50s, 60s and 70s, your children will always be your children. Be proud of that.
Yeah.
And they are proud of you. And just live your life. We don't know what's around the corner, Niall. There's so many things can happen. And your figure is the last thing you're going to think about if you have something else going on in your life.
Somebody texts in, by the way, it seems you're a nurse. I'm going to ask you this anyway, Bernie, or certainly you were a nurse. Has anybody got any advice for stretch marks? I've heard numerous little cures, but none of them seem to work for me.
They fade with time.
Say that again?
They fade with time.
They fade with time. Did I not... did that vitamin D oil or something, doesn't that work well?
They say, what do you call bio oil.
Bio oil.
Yeah, I felt that some people swear by that.
What do you do? You just massage it into the kind of stretch mark?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
But honestly, when your skin is stretched, it's kind of stretched. They fade to white, so you don't really notice them after a while.
Right, okay.
But they do take a while. They are angry for a few years, I won't lie.
Yeah, the red looking.
And then something can go purple. But I mean, it's part of who you are.
Yeah, of course. And when you look at that, think of it like a badge of honour.
Exactly. Love me, love my stripes.
No. Love my stripes. Thanks, Bernie. Appreciate it. All right. And have a lovely day. Okay. Keep texting. Keep WhatsApping. Numbers 087-188-0008. Keep texting. Keep WhatsApping. Numbers 087-188-0008. Frank, you're in Ireland's Classic Kids. How are you doing, Frank?
Ah, very well. And yourself?
Good. Now, you're kind of struggling with this similar situation at the moment with your own wife.
Yes, correct. Yes. My daughter's 6 years old. But obviously my wife still doesn't, she still doesn't look the way that she wants to look that's going along the same lines. But I mean, regardless of how many times you can tell her, oh, you look gorgeous, you look amazing. And, she's constantly got this thing like, you know what, she doesn't look good enough. And with what the other guy is struggling with, I mean, all I could say there is, look, her self-esteem is obviously shot because she's got a certain visual image of what she sees herself being. Mm-hmm. But at the same point, she needs to realize that she's gone through a life-changing thing. Bringing life into the world is one of the best things a woman can actually do. And that is going to change their bodies. And they need to set a realistic goal as opposed to one of these TikTok images of these women that pay millions to get the lipos and all of that done. So they need to set that realistic goal, saying, look, hey, my body has gone through changes here. And I can get to a certain shape, but I'll never get to that Hollywood body where doctors get involved and all of that. If you're doing self-training, your own personal diets, look, I mean, you will achieve a certain goal, but it's not going to be an overnight thing.
And, I mean, I do feel sorry for women in that respect, and we have to respect women and, you know, and look up to them in the sense that there's a huge amount of pressure on women, you know, not only to have children in the first place, and we talked about that before, the pressure that's on women to have children, but the pressure then to look a certain way on a regular, I mean, women, you know, are meant to look a certain way according to society, according to magazines, according to celebrities. Yeah. And there's a huge pressure on them. And I don't agree with that pressure, but there is a huge pressure on them, isn't there?
Oh, most definitely, most definitely. I mean, you see these the influencers and all of those walking around, and they dress to the T. They've been given the top of the range makeup just because now they mm-hmm. pretty much advertising on a basis for them over the social media networks, and all these girls are following it, saying, I have to look like them. I need to wear those dresses because that's just the end thing, and it's almost taking away a person's identity to a T, where you have to look a certain way. And I don't follow that, you know. I mean,
what is your other half? Sorry for interrupting. What does your other half say when you tell her she's beautiful and you tell her she's gorgeous? Is it like she kind of looking at you like she doesn't believe you?
Yeah, because I mean, she says, well, I don't feel that way, and I need to lose weight, I need to do this, I need to do that. And but you as you stand in there, from the day I met you, you're gorgeous. I mean, you've obviously gotten older, you've changed a bit, but you're still beautiful in my eyes. And she's like, yeah, I know, but I don't feel that way.
Yeah.
So basically all I can do is stand beside her and say, you know what, well, look, I'll rock the diets with you. I'll do what I need to do alongside you, so it's not a solo battle.
Yeah, so you're not your own here. Yeah, yeah.
Exactly. So you know what?
Done to you, Frank, for being so supportive.
Well, you know what? She gave me the best gift in the world. That was the opportunity to be a dad. It's the least any guy can really do, you know? Yeah, just stand by your wife and support
you. You have every woman in the country swooning right now going, I wish Frank was my husband. But stay there for a second, Frank, because Karen, you're an Ireland's Classic Kid. How are you doing, Karen?
Niall, I have to have a few words with you next.
Oh, well, what did I do wrong now?
Too posh to push.
Too posh to push. No, I'm talking about too the celebrities.
The celebrities.
No. Every woman that has a C-section. I understand women have to have C-sections.
Surgeon waiting to come in after.
Absolutely. Of course they do.
I had three sections. So I'm one of your too posh to push, but I didn't get.
I want to clarify that. Okay, now I do have to clarify this just in case anyone thinks. No, I know there are many women who have to have C-sections for medical reasons or other reasons, yeah. Or there's a risk factor to having to go through labour, etc., etc. No, I was referring generally to the celebrity, the likes of the Kardashians and all these kind of people.
Yeah,
you know who generally, and that's the term, isn't it? They use Victoria Beckham. I think that's where that term originally came from, wasn't it? Too posh
to
push.
So yeah, too posh. I remember that. Right. No, I had three C-sections, so I have my C-section scar on top of everything else, but I kind of just look at it as a bit of my story. So
okay,
scars I have, or, you know, stretch marks and stuff. Now, look, I wasn't the one that, you know, I wasn't someone who had my baby and popped back the way I was, but I was lucky in that I didn't carry any extra weight after I had my kids. But definitely, my body is not what it was. I think it is, your mind does play tricks on you, and sometimes I look in the mirror and go, oh my God,
yeah,
I wish I could have the body I had before. But isn't that what we always do to ourselves? Like, I know in probably 30 years' time, you know, I'd be this old wrinkly woman, okay, maybe a bit more than 30 years, but, you know, and I'd be looking, thinking, oh, I wish I looked like that.
I wish it was 22 know, again, yeah.
Yeah, well, I wish it was 22, but, you know, we always want to be what we were. We can't appreciate who we are for right now.
Yeah.
And it's a lot of mind over matter, I think.
But this pressure that comes, I mean, Frank, you've been listening to, who sounds like a wonderful supportive husband, can I point out, by the way. But in saying that, he's doing his best. He's still on the line there, by the way. He's telling his wife she's gorgeous, but she doesn't believe him. Do you know what I mean?
Her head is just driving her mad. You know, and especially after, like, it takes over a year for your body to recover from having a baby.
Yeah, just physically recover, yes.
Just physically. And then mentally, the whole emotional turmoil of having a baby. You know, your head is not even where it is.
Yeah, I didn't know until recently that the hip bones actually open up. Your hips open up and the bones move and all sorts of things happen inside there.
How could you be the same?
Yeah.
How could you be the same? We don't give ourselves a break. And then you have the likes of Kate Middleton. And I'm not saying, you know, it's her fault. I think it's the firm, if you will.
The firm.
You know, that's what she has to do. She just didn't have a choice. And when she came out with those babies and stood on the step, imagine the pain she must have been in.
Yeah.
Hours after having a baby, yeah, she had someone there to do her hair and get her dressed and all. But nobody was there to physically stick her head inside and, you know.
Yeah.
It is an awful lot.
But this is what I said earlier on, and sorry, Frank, as well. I was saying earlier on to one of the callers that you'll see with some of these celebrities, and the media are really responsible for this. Now, I'm not getting involved in that because I'm on radio. It's a different, we're not visual. But in saying that, you see the Daily Mail or the Mirror or the Sun or whatever it is, and they'll have a picture of whatever celebrity who's just had a baby. And look at her, isn't she wonderful? 3 weeks later, she's on the beach, and look at the figure on her, for God's sake. And these women see these pictures, Frank, and that's why your wife feels the way she feels.
Exactly. Exactly. And it's the high expectations set by what social media basically sets out. And, you know what, it is the way it is, I guess. And like I said, I mean, for your gent that's struggling with his missus there, he just needs to be as supportive as he can be for as long as his wife needs him to be.
Yeah. And Karen, that's the same advice you'd give him too, yeah. Be supportive.
Yeah, absolutely. And just because her sister was able to pop back in shape, she doesn't have the body that her
sister has. Yeah, of course.
Well, maybe her sister is suffering another way.
Yeah.
You know, that she's not talking about.
Yeah, she could be suffering emotionally. Not that I would like to hear her doing that.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Like, so we all go through. It's a whole roller coaster. You know, and you can't. It's the different stages. It gets easier, and then it gets harder in other ways. And, you know, like, having kids is not just physically having a baby and that's it, you're done.
Absolutely. Well, listen, I've run out of time. Karen, lovely talking to you again.
You too. Bye-bye.
See you. Bye. Thanks very much indeed, Frank. And every woman in Ireland now wants to marry you. I have loads of texts coming in.
Real people. Real opinions. Real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic hit.